all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweet.
I'm starting to actually kind of get a little crush on this lady. Gabrielle, so good to have you back again.
Thank you very much.
Are you ready for some normal questions now?
Yeah, I would rather prefer.
Gabrielle, you know, someone asked me after your interview the last time we were on a show, they said, how old of a lady is she? And I know that's rude for a gentleman to ask a lady that question, but how old are you?
I'm 64.
64, okay.
Yeah.
When you left the cult,
yes.
How old were you?
I was 39. I was there for 12 years. You know, I live not only myself, but the others also. 12 years of, of hell, if I may say.
I think you deserve, you've earned the right to say that, for sure. One of the reasons you were in this cult was because of the spiritual stuff, the belief in God, the belief that God had something to do with...
Well, I was searching for a sense of my life.
Hmm.
That's about it, because, you know, I guess since the time I was born, I was never surrounded by love. You know, in a short term, that's what I was looking for, to be recognized, to love and to be loved. And here I am, I met this guy, and he knows so damn well how to seduce anybody on earth, I think. And, you know, to put myself in the, how to say that, to feel good being around him. And finally, without being so also naive, I expose all of my weaknesses, and he knew how to play with it.
One thing I don't understand is how you went from being in a cult that believed in God and that believed that God was speaking to the leader, to Mr. Thoreau, to living a life now where you still believe in God. You still trust God. You still trust people that believe in God. You trust spiritual leaders. It must not have been easy for you to continue believing in God after the garbage you went through. Was it hard to believe in God when you left the cult?
Well, no. First, it's impossible. You know why? Because, as I mentioned during the last interview, the night when he trusted this knife into my hand, I live a very powerful mystical experience. I have an encounter with God. I was surrounded by light. While he was doing this gruesome act on me, like cutting my arm, the two quarter of my right arm, without no anesthesia, here I am, you know, being surrounded by light, by love, no fear, not an ounce of pain. So how can I not believe in God anymore? It's impossible. I met God. And so it's a God of love. It's a God of tenderness. It's a love of mercy, of understanding. It's wonderful. You know, I wish that everybody on earth, especially the jihadists, would meet this kind of God, you know, of such a nice one who doesn't want to hurt nobody.
So are you part of a church now or a group of believers of some sort or a faith? Or, I mean, what do you believe now?
I am Catholic. I'm Catholic and I practice my religion. I'm Catholic.
There's a part of me that wonders why Catholicism? Why you didn't leave... I guess the Christian faith, because this cult had a little bit of, I don't even know how to say this. Did this cult have a Christian faith?
No, impossible.
No, but did he not, I mean, you were renaming each other, names from the Bible.
Yeah. Exactly.
And he said he received visions from God, and I'm sure, did you all not talk about Jesus as a group?
No, it was impossible to talk about Jesus. He was the messenger of God, you know. So he was like a kind of a being, the sort of a Christ himself, you know. So we couldn't believe in the Son of God. We were not allowed. It was a reinterpretation of the Hebrew belief. A reinterpretation, though.
Gabrielle, you're in touch with no other cult members, right?
No, I am not.
If you were to come across one of them, mm-hmm. is there one of them that you really miss, that you wish you would see again?
No, not really. You know, I close that chapter of my life. You know, it belongs to my past. It doesn't. I don't want to do anything to do with that part of my life again. You know.
Okay. So, what would you say to young people today to help them be careful to never get sucked into joining a cult, to not be tricked into joining a cult?
Well, first of all, the most important thing, if we do have a problem with self-esteem, we went through a family problems, we don't know, we don't have no, there's no sense of living anymore, we have to go to see a psychologist, first of all. This is very important. Not to talk about our inner problems to someone we don't know. We might, you know, be in the presence of someone who will empower you. It's very important to see a therapist. And then, you know, I mean, there is so much potential. We have to believe that we're not here. We're here on Earth to fulfill a great like mission, to be happy, to live life at its greatest. You know, that's what I would say to someone.
Okay, I need to back this up for a second. I was talking to someone in Burnt River. As a matter of fact, this gentleman owns the land that the compound is on.
Okay.
And I told you about him when we were talking on the phone. And he's a farmer and, you know, pretty rough fella and says it like it is. And he said to me, if this guy who leads the cult or who led the cult is nuts, that's one thing. But the women who decided to follow him, they were educated women. And whether you agree or disagree with this man, this is what he said. I'm just telling you what he said. He said, I put a lot of blame on the women as well for falling for this guy and what he has to say. They were educated women. How could they fall for this guy and his tricks?
Well, there is nothing to do about education. You know, I have a formation as a registered nurse. And I traveled all over the world during 4 years before I met Eric Thériault. But I was searching for a sense in my life. I was not happy with myself. I was looking for answers to why I am, who I am, what I am here for, and where I am going to go after I die. I needed some explanation about the existence. And here, you know, and unfortunately, as I was... How can I say that? Finally, I found myself in the wrong place at the wrong time when I met Thériault, because this guy knew exactly to give me the proper answers I was looking for. And finally, I fell into that trap. And bit by bit, very insidiously, he attracted me, and it took my free will away from me. That's the way it happened. We don't know what we're going through, but we suffer of a lack of sleep, of proper nourishment. We work like slaves, And finally, we don't think anymore properly. We become like a zombie.
Gabrielle, what about men? Just men in general? Because you were abused by this man, Roch Thériault. I've been calling him Thoreau. That's because I'm not French and I don't know what I'm talking about. So, Thériault, you were abused by this man. You were raped by four men in France. Scenario after scenario, story after story of men abusing you.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're part of a faith, of a religion. You're now Catholic that is dominated by men. I mean, obviously you don't have a problem trusting men anymore.
No, I don't have no problem to trust men because, you know, I mean, they are not evil. All the men, well, I'm talking to you, as a matter of fact. I don't think you seem to be a very nice guy.
No, I've got you fooled. I'm not a nice guy at all.
You really seduced me. You know what? And I'm married, you know. I am married for 4 years now. And this is the nicest guy in the world. He would give me the moon. He will take the moon away from the sky. And I said, please, let the moon stay there. It's so beautiful to look at it at night. Because this man is so nice.
Is this your first marriage? No.
Yes.
So you're 69, is that what you said?
No, 4 years ago I've been married.
Right, but how old were you when you got married?
I was 60.
60, okay, so 64. So the first time you got married was when you turned 60, 4 years ago. Wow!
Yeah, and he's just such a nice human being, and his children, they you know, they're so lovely towards me, you know, I'm extremely privileged.
What is it, I don't want to dwell too much, Gabrielle, and I've said this already, on the story, what you went through, but I do want to clear up some of the things that are out there. For example, Wikipedia says that certain things happened to you, but I don't remember you telling me that those things happened to you. So can I just clear up a couple of things that I think are maybe not true?
Okay. Because I give lectures all over Quebec since 1994. And then I say very often, it's way worse to be amputated of God in our life than having an amputated arm. Because without God, we cannot have an interesting, rich life. It's impossible. Impossible. You know, I'm sitting here, you know, and just before me there is a beautiful nature, you know, the trees, the color, you know, of the leaves, and I said to myself, you know, that's a creation that was made by God, and it's such beautiful. There is so much to see around, to see. It's impossible not to believe in the existence of God. My.
Okay, before we talk about what I said we're going to talk about, I want to talk about something else. You just talked about natural beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're also talking about the supernatural, about God.
Mm-hmm.
Gabrielle, do you think there is supernatural evil?
Oh, yes. I was with the supernatural evil for 40 years. Because the night that happened to me, that gruesome act on me, it's like for the first time I have X-ray eyes. I was able to look inside of Roch Thériault, and almost went unconscious. What I saw, I was so scared. I saw a black spirit inside of Thériault, and that is why I understood that I was not in the right place. I said to myself, if I may leave. I just couldn't believe that I could leave. But if I say in case that I will leave, because I was sure that I will die from the loss of the blood, and I said, I'm going to leave, that's for sure. And I saw the devil. Of course, he does exist.
Do you know the name Roméo Dallaire?
Yes, I was just thinking about him. That in French they say "je sers la main du diable." I don't know how it's been translated in English. I do believe in the title of his book.
Shake hands with the devil. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes. Well, Senator Dallaire, although I don't think he's a senator anymore, but Mr. Dallaire has been on our show a couple of times. And, you know, one of the things I remember him saying to me was when he had the power to stop almost a million people from being killed in the civil war over in Rwanda, but then the UN said, no, don't do anything. That destroyed his soul.
Yeah, well,
because he feels responsible for a million people.
Yeah.
And he said to me when he shook hands with the leader of the was it the Tutsis?
No, it's the Interahamwe was the name of the group that was.
Okay, so when he shook hands with the leader of the bad guys, he said when his hand touched that man's hand, it was cold, and he looked into the eyes of that man and he saw darkness. And he really felt that he shook hands with the devil. And I said to him, see, I have a problem. Gabrielle, I don't know if you know this about me, but I have a problem believing in God.
Okay.
I have a problem believing in things that are invisible. I have not had your experience, and oh my goodness, I don't want your experience. But that experience you had when Terrio was chopping off your arm and you felt that you were surrounded by God's love.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tangible encounter with God that you experienced. I have never experienced anything like that.
I wish you would. That would happen to you. But it's not necessary to go through so much suffering, though.
Well, this is going to sound like lip service here, but there are times I wouldn't mind actually going through some kind of hell. I don't even want to say this in case some supernatural force is listening and then all of a sudden it happens.
Did you want to see it for you?
Yes. No.
And you don't have to go through that, but really.
So Romeo Dallaire, he said to me, I believe in God because I shook hands with the devil.
Okay.
Do you believe in God because you experienced so much evil?
Well, it's very subtle the way you ask the question. I believe in God because I ask for His intervention to help me that I may not suffer. And living that, you know, it's like that. It's not out of body experience. It's not that because I don't believe. It's not the same thing. But I was like, it's like God, the light came into my soul. My soul was filled with light, and I have this like a supernatural look of the reality, and able to go through the body of Terrio and saw the devil there.
But Gabrielle, you had one encounter with God.
Mm-hmm.
And multiple encounters with evil.
Yeah.
You had there were multiple times where you cried out to God for God to help you, for God to stop this pain, this misery, this hell, this torture, and God didn't stop it. But He surrounded you once with love.
There's something that is not correct there. I asked Him just one time the help of God, just one time. That was that night. I said, if you do really exist, look at me. I'm going to go through a mock chair, and I'm just a little human woman here. Please, if you really do exist, come and help me. That was the first time, the only first time that I asked God intervention to help me.
Wow.
I never asked for God for God's help before. That was the only first time.
See, I would imagine that you had your life was how do I say this? You had made so many bad choices in your life.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That you thought, who am I to call out to God? I'm not going to bother God. I'm not going to ask God. I'm not going to talk to God because of I've done so many bad things. Is that why you didn't call out to God?
No, never. I never thought about that. I never thought about that in the sense that what I was going through, I was, I knew that I had made several
bad choices.
Bad choices.
Yeah.
But to what I was going through, it was my purification.
All right.
You know?
So you felt, did you feel you deserved the bad stuff?
The bad stuff? Well, in the sense that it made us believe that we had to go through expiation night to be purified.
Right. Okay. Gabrielle, let me just say, Wikipedia says things happened to you, and I want to make sure that, I just want to know if that's accurate or not. Mm-hmm. Did you have teeth pulled out?
Yes.
Wow. I thought that was untrue. Did you have a hypodermic needle break off in your spine or put into your back?
Yes.
Okay.
And also, he cut the part of my little finger on the left hand.
Did he cut your breast?
A bit, yes.
Okay. So everything we've read about you everything we've read about you is true.
Yes.
I
would say it's less than the truth. Why? Because all that emotional suffering, we cannot verbalize that properly. It's impossible to put that into words. So it is less than the truth.
I don't know you, but from what I know of you, I think you're my new hero.
Oh, no. I am my own hero. You know, please don't take it away from me. You know, the hero of my book is my hero. Please don't take it apart from me. Do you know what I mean by that, though?
Yeah. No, I understand. And I'm so proud of you. One of the hardest concepts for me to understand is the concept of grace.
Yeah, okay.
But you stink of grace.
Well, who knows? It's a nice perfume.
Awesome. Grace by Catechism.
Grace by Gabrielle. I like that. We should come out with that line. No, the reason I say that is because you have forgiven.
Yes, I did. I did because, you know, it's impossible, even though I would live in time of, what's the name of my mentor? Gustav Jung. He is one of my mentors. Even though I would have lived during his epoch, during his time, because for me he was a great great therapist. If we don't forgive, it's impossible to get back on our feet. It's impossible to have peace again. It's impossible to put a smile on our face again, to live that inner peace that is mine. It is one of the greatest gifts in life. To feel so good with the rest of what I have of my body. It's so great.
But you have done more than that, Gabrielle, because the number one thing you said to me that burns in my brain was that basically you said to me, you felt bad for Tario. You felt bad because what kind of bad things happened to this man to make him do these kinds of bad things? You imposed grace on the man that hurt you so much.
Well, do you know what? We all are children of God. This guy went through hell when he was a young boy. So that doesn't excuse what he did, you know, like the repulsive crimes, acts that he's done. But I mean, when we scratch down a little bit further inside of him, you know, I felt so much pain, so much suffering, and I have to like to feel to be to understand that the soul was in jail, and I have to free that soul from the angel inner jail that he put his soul in. To help him to go further in his own life, to cut the umbilical cord with his power. It's like that, you know. Forgiveness helps someone to cut the umbilical cord with somebody else's power and to gain a power back. It's so important, forgiveness. It is one of the most important act to do. It's impossible as a human to do by on our own. That's why we have to ask God, please, Jesus, please, go inside of me and by me forgive this guy, because I cannot alone to do it. It's impossible.
Well, I want to meet you.
Me too.
Okay, you took too long to answer that. I would love to meet you. When do you come to Ontario?
Oh, my, in February.
Okay, we'll see. We need to meet, so maybe I'll come to see you.
Well, because I have to go in Ontario, I'm gonna go around Peterborough.
Okay. Oh, really? You're gonna go back in that area?
Well, it's because I have some friends there.
Okay, because Peterborough is not too far from Burnt River.
No, exactly. It's close. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Gabrielle, thank you for coming back on our show and sharing with us more of your heart rather than the story.
Thank you also for allowing me to do that and for having me yet. And it seems to be a nice guy. Do you know what, Mr. Marshall? I'm going to pray for you.
Oh, no. I'm in trouble now.
No, you're not in trouble. I'm going to pray for you that you will experience what I experienced, to meet God, because it's such a wonderful experience that changed your life forever. Forever.
Gabrielle, thank you again for joining us. So good to hear your heart. And folks, if you want to catch both parts of these interviews, you can go to our website, drewmarshall.ca. We'll have this one posted by the end of the week. But Gabrielle, thank you.
Thank you again, Mr. Marshall.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Now. Bye-bye. Yeah.